This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. Or should I say one exceptional community at a time? We cannot go without exceptionalism in our lives as Americans, ladies and gentlemen. It's forboten, forbidden, nine. You got to have it, and you do have it if you're an American. And those of you that are Americans out there all around the world, well, we're back. No more are we going to be under the thumb of the totalitarians. We're going to reject them today as we did in so many other days past. It's just in our nature. It's in our genes as Americans. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another big news day. I mean, you just can't get away from it. By the second hour of each show, I kind of get to this realization that the news is just piling on. And it's just never ending. The news cycle is now 24/7, 365, if you know what I mean. So grab a cup of coffee, because I get the emails from you, my listeners, who say they love drinking coffee as they listen to my radio show. Well, I love drinking coffee with you as I hold in my hand a fresh brewed cup. So we'll just drink coffee, well, as long as I can keep my mouth running, right? We'll just drink coffee together. Okay, so what in the world is going on? It's Brexit. Yeah, Brexit. And what is going on with Neil Gorsuch? Have the Dems realized they cannot allow this man to pass? They cannot allow this man to become a chief, a justice on the Supreme Court? Of course they realize this. He is so good. He's so qualified. And now they're trying to vilify him, of course. Good luck. Good luck. But they're trying. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. And, of course, what's going on in California? The totalitarians on the rise. Boy, an epic, epic display yesterday in the House, or excuse me, in the Assembly. Subcommittee hearing on sanctuary cities and felons. Yeah, Assemblyman James Gallagher puts forth a bill that gets shot down in flames, well, along party lines, of course. Of course, there's not too many people in the Republican Party in the State Assembly. Thank you very much, Jim Brulte, Republican leader of the State of California, who is really in the pocket of the left. We know that. You've destroyed the Republican Party in California. And good luck, right? Now we're a monoparty in California, and this is the face of totalitarianism. Boy, is there hatefulness in the halls of Sacramento. Hate. Hate is there. People hate in Sacramento, and they hate you. So we're going to get ready for that one. Anyway, but what's going on with this Brexit thing is a big deal. I mean, it really is. And we talked about this really for the last hour, but we're going to get more into the weeds here in this first segment on Brexit because this is where things are moving. They've finally gotten past the election that says, hey, we want to exit from the EU. Good for you. Now, Nigel Farage, I want you to listen to what we're talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio because we've got this notion going around now for CalExit, and again, they've confused the whole terminology. Nigel Farage and his buddy shows up in California, and now they want to do a state split and form another state. Oh, where's Jefferson in all this? Not to be heard. Isn't that interesting? A populist movement, a groundswell of people in Northern California, 21 counties for sure right now, and probably more, have been actively working for the last 3 years to do what? Form the state of Jefferson, the 51st state, to make a more perfect union, put another star on the flag, get it? And along comes the interloper, Nigel Farage, from Great Britain. Now, I just love it when the Europeans look at California and want to dominate it. It's been going on a long time. This has been going on a long time. They've been fiddling in our state legislature for years because they realize it's a mono party, much aligned with them. So they figure they can pass bills, they can pass propositions, Proposition 31, anyone, which was designed by Europeans with billions of dollars to throw at it. Prop 31, which was roundly defeated by Californians once we blew the whistle at Agenda 21 Radio, and the Republican women did too, especially out of Orange County. It went down in flames as a proposition. This was put out there by that billionaire, the homeless billionaire they call him, out of Bonn, Germany, telling us how to do our business here in California. Like, we can't govern ourselves. Well, we can't. Not with a monoparty, right? A monoparty which subjects us to the whims of the Europeans and the totalitarians from where? The European Union. Oh, hello. Californians can't run their own business, so therefore these people have to come in and tell us what to do. Nigel Farage, back off. Don't tell us what to do. We in California can fix the problem, but everybody's got to be on board. It's a big state. Some people say it's ungovernable. Gee, wonder why the Jeffersonians feel that way. Will there be a new state? I think so. It'll be Jefferson. It will not be East California or West California like Nigel Farage wants. Now, I respect the fact that Nigel Farage was the impetus behind the breakaway of Great Britain, England, if you will, from the European Union. I appreciate that. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful that we're breaking up the European Union and getting back to the autonomous states and countries that we had before the EU, which is a communist socialist totalitarian mindset. Look how well they've done. Pigs, anyone? Talk about pigs. Well, we don't need no stinking Nigel Farage to come out here and tell us how to govern ourselves, just like we did not need any Europeans for Prop 31 who was going to tell us how to govern ourselves. We are ungovernable, so therefore, we Europeans out of Bonn, Germany, think that, gee whiz, we will intercede in California politics and tell them how to govern European style. How's that working out for you, Germany? Angela Merkel. Of course, how is the socialist mindset in California working out for California? It's number 50 in the United States of 50 states for business friendliness. Taxation's over the hill. And, of course, we're running out of other people's money. As businesses flee California under the socialist communist regime of Jerry Brown Jr. And, by the way, Orville Dam. Oh, no. Let's not even get started on infrastructure. Potholes, anybody, on our freeways? Not one dime. Not one dime for infrastructure, even after the passage of an $8 billion proposition called Prop 1, has Jerry Brown spent on infrastructure? Oh, no, but what he'd rather do is of that Prop 1 money, which, by the way, where is the money? Where's it been spent? Big question coming up. But what he did do is he spent $250 million of the $8 billion to do what? Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? To blow up and breach four dams in Northern California. Gee, he didn't get around to Orville, but maybe his weather-modifying buddies did. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Nothing like burning down the house in Great Britain, right? Burning down the EU house. And you know, it's kind of interesting, this Theresa. I haven't put my finger on Theresa May, the British Prime Minister. I just haven't, you know. And quite frankly, I have to go over to Great Britain sometime and visit the Isles and all that stuff. And I'd like to get a real feel for what is really truly going on with her. It's kind of interesting, you know. I just haven't warmed up to the British because of the EU thing. I really haven't, and I just need to, full disclosure, had an opportunity to go there a couple of years ago. I said, nah, I don't want to go. Just don't want to go. And it's not the the Muslim thing. That's not the thing I'm worried about. It's just felt no, you know. It's kind of like I didn't feel like there were brethren any longer. And now I feel a little bit better. Of course, President Barack Hussein Obama, he had certain really strong feelings about Great Britain, now, didn't he? But now that's all gone, and now we have somebody else who feels, well, pretty close to the aisles, and that's Donald Trump. Boy, are there things steaming in Washington. I guess a person has driven through some roadblocks in Washington, and everybody thought there were shots fired. We were finding out that it's no, yet nine, no shots fired so far that we know of. So we there's some chaos going on. We don't know if it was a mistake. Some poor old lady driving around in a car and made the wrong turn, got shot at by security. I don't know. We don't know. I don't know, but I know there's a ruckus going on. So we're going to keep you abreast of that. And I don't think it's anything that, you know, it's just some security thing. You know how it's, a lot of things get, a lot of stuff gets on the media that never would have gotten on the media because we have not only social media, but we also have iPhones and we can take videos and all that stuff. So small little things that were petty crimes years ago are now magnified at the national level. Isn't that amazing? We have to sort through it. Okay. Anyway, getting on to this whole thing about Great Britain and the breakup of Great Britain is it's imminent because the letters have been sent.
In accordance with the wishes of the British people, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. This is an historic moment from which there can be no turning back. We are going to make our own decisions and our own laws.
This happening just moments ago, British Prime Minister Theresa May kick-starting the negotiating process in Parliament. Britain now has 2 years to complete the removal process from the European Union.
Bingo! Goodbye, European Union. Disintegration of European Union. Now, it was Theresa May, as you recall, it was Theresa May who came over to the United States and met with our own president just recently. And boy, was the attitude different on everybody's faces. I think Theresa May was quite pleased. I think the British were quite pleased. Listen, I know the One World Order thing with the British and all that other stuff, but alliances are alliances. Some people in Britain might not like what's going on with these so-called One World Order people. Why do you think it's called Brexit for a reason? Now, I appreciate Nigel Farage. Stay out of California. You don't know what's going on. You don't even know. You know, you don't even know, Nigel. Or actually, maybe you're right. I'm not going to blame you. If you want to come over here and be a cheerleader for the breakup and separation of Jefferson, the new state split into a more perfect union, I'm all for that. I appreciate the fact you're not for breaking California away as a nation, as the original Cal Exit is. That's the point. Don't be confused. Do not conflate Cal Exit from Jefferson. Cal Exit from Yes, California. Yes, California gave rise to Cal Exit. It's a separatist, secessionist movement. And there are people who have designs on violence in California to make sure that happens, to turn it violent. Guess what? That's happening and that's planning in their phases right now. We know that. That's called treason, seditious behavior. And this will all come out and come to light. And we hope not the too distant future. The only real viable way to form a new state right now in the United States is the Jefferson movement. No others. And they don't get it right. I mean, they can't even get the terminology, the vernacular right on how to form a more perfect union. Which just amazes me. It's in the Constitution. It's plain as day on how to do it. I don't think people understand how it works. Well, we're not going to spend time on this radio show to tell you, other people. I guess you're just going to have to wait and find out, or go back and look through the archives of Agenda 21 Radio. We spelled it out, I don't know how many times. It's a legal, lawful process. I think I'll just leave it at that. So now we have CalExit destroyed here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, not really. It's still alive and well as long as George Soros pumps money into it. And the Ryoshi Sasakara Peace Foundation does too, Jerry Brown. See, they want El Presidente, Jerry Brown. And that would be their notion if CalExit was to come to fruition and be aligned with the United Nations. No longer would they be listening to Washington. They just turn the direction right over to, well, New York City, where you have the most liberal government on the planet, besides California. And what's housed there? The United Nations. And where did the United Nations start? Does anybody know where it started? Where the first meetings of the United Nations started? Dun, 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 dun. Let me get a cup of coffee. The coffee is piping hot. Oh, the United Nations question. Where'd that come from? The first meeting was where? Oh, I'm sorry. I might as well tell you now. I know you're all in suspense. It was in San Francisco, California. Ding, 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 ding. Does that ring any bells with you? New York, San Francisco. Jeez, two epicenters for socialism, totalitarianism. Well, now that we've connected those dots, and those of you that are in love with New York City and love with... Have you been to San Francisco lately? Hello. You know, people openly defecating on the streets there. I mean, it is amazing. I don't like to go there. Several weeks ago, I had some business. I had to go through there. I'm like going, ugh. It's just amazing what is happening there. And by the way, the homeless all around California popping up all over the place. Yeah, in Southern California, Sacramento, all these places, homeless people by the thousands. They're putting up their own tent cities. We're getting tent cities in Orange County along the Santa Ana River and the parkways. Beautiful parkways there in Orange County, right? Well, guess what? Squatters all over the place, defecating, urinating, you know, the whole thing. They live there. Looks like if you've been down to Mexico and seen how people live under bushes in cardboard boxes, that's it. Here it is in California now. It's all over the place, the homeless people. And the interesting thing that my good friend Chris Street tells me, that when you take a look at the people that are populating the ones in Orange County, the vast majority of them are men. Homeless men. Homeless white men. I want you to think about that. And think what our population as a country has gone through, the demographic shift that we have gone through, and the alienation of the male in the population. All races, by the way. I believe it's all races. I've seen it in education. I've seen this disintegration, if you will, of the family. The males all being pushed out by radical feminism and other things. And, of course, the open discrimination in colleges now for males. Now, ethnic and racially charged individuals or have a background in certain ethnic groups and races, they have a stronger propensity to get into the female-dominated universities now. A lot of universities have way more females than males enrolled in them. A lot of people don't understand that. Just a little side note. Demographic side note here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and numana.com/agenda21 for all your prepper needs. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with a cup of coffee, I might add. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. My email is paul@a21r.com. Okay, I understand. Hillary Rodham Clinton, she's back. Okay, anyway, she's back. See, they've got this whole new mantra now. They've started this whole Russian Trump thing. They think they've got impetus. We got the Gorsuch thing going on. We're going to try and get to that this hour. But, you know, where is Hillary now? Where is she? Is she in Portugal? One of her and Billy's favorite stops. Yeah, I don't know why I mentioned Portugal. We should ask John Podesta. Oh, John Podesta, that guy. Yeah, those horrible emails about John Podesta that were leaked by so-called Russians, and that became the big scandal of the Trump campaign. Where's Adam Schiff today, congressman from California? And Devin Nunes and all that little play out that's going on right now? Wow. See if we can get in some Devin Nunes news and information and how they're hammering on him, making him so, the words coming out, he's a piñata. Isn't that offensive? The news, the mainstream media calling him a piñata. Oh, by the way, a Republican, you know, you can disparage an ethnic Mexican Republican, right? Two wrongs always make a right with the left. Isn't that correct? Really, really. The guy's doing a great job, by the way. I have a heck of a lot of respect for Devin Nunes. But you see, I don't look at the Mexican side of Devin Nunes. I'm sorry, I don't. Just, that isn't for me. I look at him as a fellow American, California. But, you know, the left want to disparage him ethnically. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how that works? He's a piñata. Their name, piñata. He's a punching bag, in other words. They're trying to make, of course, that's what they're trying to do. But where is Hillary today? Oh, San Francisco, where they started the United Nations. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Hillary in San Francisco? Yes, she is. Yes, she is. I mean, how do you like the way we got to that story? Hillary, former Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh, I'm sorry, there's no Rodham in there. I'm reading from Breitbart, Joel Pollack again, told a women's business group in San Francisco on Tuesday that she has a new four-word motto. Four-word. Resist, insist, persist, and enlist. Let me do that again. Resist, enlist, persist, and enlist. I guess the acronym is RIPE. Be RIPE. Did they even think of that? I mean, I noticed in the story from Joel Pollack, they don't say anything about being ripe. Rest in peace? No, there's an E. Ripe, not rip. Ripe. Get it? Vowels have meaning. You know, for all of you whole language learners out there and teachers, vowels have meaning. A-E-I-O-U and so on. I'm sorry, the teacher thing comes out when I see this sort of thing because it's obviously that Hillary Clinton doesn't understand or her people do not understand that we can quickly make an acronym out of that. R-I-P-E. RIP. Hey, rip roaring. I mean, we can just start there. What a ripoff Hillary is. I mean, this is just going to be never ending. I can see this. People like me get a hold of this stuff. Hello. She's, well, ripe. We can change things around. How ripe is Hillary? Oh, no. No, no, I won't even go there. Anyway, sporting what appeared to be a purple leather pantsuit jacket. Boy, isn't it amazing that the day she said she was not going to run for, she conceded, she came out in a purple outfit. Her and Bill with a purple tie and everybody else adorned around her in purple. What is the significance of her wearing purple? Now, I know the answer. I think I know the answer, but I'm not telling. We'll let you research the color purple to find out. Clinton did not mention her former opponent, President Donald Trump, by name, but she did make an apparent and reference to his inaugural address, according to Bay Area public radio station KQED, where some see a dark vision of carnage. I see a light shining on creativity and opportunity, she stated. In her concession speech in New York on the day, oh, look at this. This is a cold read. I didn't read this. I didn't, you know, say anything about this before, but here it is. It says, in a concession speech in New York on the day after her surprise November 8th loss. Surprise November 8th loss. Clinton told the country, Donald Trump is going to be our president, and we owe him an open mind and chance to lead. However, several weeks into his presidency, Clinton has changed her mind and appears to be warming up to the hostile mood of the Democratic Party base and the media in calling for a vigorous resistance to the 45th president and his appointees and his policies. Oh, appointees. Appointees. Judge Gorsuch, anyone? Don't you love it when a plan comes together? In San Francisco, before an audience of thousands at the Professional Business Women's of California, I've been to one of their conferences that I was invited, actually, Clinton applauded the failure of the American Health Care Act, which Speaker of the House Ryan withdrew on Friday. I wonder what the nexus with Ryan and Clinton is. Don't you? Don't you run? But she added, according to KQED, the other side never quits. Sooner or later, they'll try again. We will have to fight back twice as hard, not for the sake of politics, but because these are bad policies that will hurt people and take our country in the wrong direction. Boy, take the country in the wrong direction. As if she can take us in a better direction. Clinton remains an influential leader within the Democratic Party, although her campaign was accused of alienating supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders. Hello. And Bernie Sanders, in my opinion, won the June 7th primary. Hands down. There's so much voter fraud in California. It's sickening. That is a fact, Jack. And many of the party's dominant progressive wing want her family's influence moved aside in favor of their new and more progressive leaders. That's kind of interesting about the Democratic Party, which I think is true. And I talk to a lot of Bernie supporters. I really do. Relatives and so on. And I do not in any way, shape, or form endorse Bernie Sanders. But he is appealing to a lot of people for one thing. One thing only. He is an honest socialist. He's honest that tells you, I'm a socialist. Okay, Bernie, we appreciate that. So he's got one grain of honesty about himself, which is his whole persona. And then he tells you how he's going to destroy the country in one fell swoop and make everybody who's rich pay for everybody else who's not rich. Doesn't give you any real ideas on how to form jobs. No, no, it's all about how to get on welfare. That's Bernie Sanders. But listen, he's likable. He's got a great speaking gig. And he draws the attention of the youngers. And I appreciate that. Now, I do want to say that I think he was really hacked out in California in the June primary. And that was a surprise to everybody. He so-called lost the election. And then we find out from Katie Grimes and others, the voter fraud that went into it. And by the way, all the counties, well, all the ballots that were cast for Bernie Sanders were, well, provisional ballots. They weren't the right kind of ballots at all. Voter fraud, anybody? Oh, yeah. Millions of votes that were cast for Hillary Clinton in place of Bernie Sanders. That's the problem. And you know what? All of Bernie's people know it in California. They all know the voter fraud that was it couldn't be anything else. And that's called a clue. She's not as supported in California like you might think. And we want an honest investigation into voter fraud in California by this Department of Justice. And it starts in Sacramento. Alex Padilla, anybody? Secretary of State? We might want to start there. Then move on to Kevin DeLeon and others. What about that? Jerry Brown. Voter fraud, anybody? What about propositions for Jerry Brown and the spending of all the billions of dollars that was supposed to protect people by, well, you know, keeping Oroville Dam healthy? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, now the left has managed by working side by side with the mainstream media to create the ruckus over the Russian investigation, which is going to go nowhere. And they're popping up all kinds of stuff. We're now going to have so-called investigations into this by the House and Senate and so on. So what are people thinking about this? And we're going to hear from McCain and then our good friend Trey Gowdy to put some things into perspective.
If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection.
Well, is the obsession appropriate, Senator?
This issue has to be thoroughly investigated. I'm pleased that the Senate Intelligence Committee seems to be working together. Senator Byrne, Senator Warner, this has got to be a bipartisan effort. I think it's reached a level where it requires a select committee. But there's too many unanswered questions out there, and it seems that every few days there's a new revelation of some kind. And obviously there is a schism over in the House Intelligence Committee. I guarantee you, you cannot get things accomplished unless it's done in a bipartisan
way. You said yesterday there are a lot of other Russian activities going on. It's a broad statement, I know, but to whom are you referring or to what?
Well, this morning,
what do you know?
This morning there was an NBC report about money going through Cyprus that was attributed to Manafort. I mean, there's just new revelations every few days about this issue. Whether they're valid or whether they're not, I can't make a judgment, but I can say, yep.
Some believe the White House is trying to prevent these hearings or any of this information getting out there. Do you?
I don't.
Yes, sir.
No, I do not. I do not believe that the White House is trying to block this investigation. I do believe that Congressman Nunes should have consulted with other members of the committee before he took the action that that he took. And I believe that the example that's been set by committees in the past and is now, I think, being set by the Senate Intelligence Committee is the way you should move forward and get these things resolved.
So we have now the situation where McCain comes out and says, oh, we don't think the White House is trying to interfere with anything. But now we have all these revelations every day. By the way, a good campaign would, you know, if you're going to smear somebody, you have new revelations coming out, truthful or not, substantiated or not. Now, of course, there's no substantiation, and even McCain can say he's not seen any. Nobody's seen any. These are allegations that are picked up on by so-called illegal wiretaps by John Brennan of the CIA. And this is all being filtered out. It was all part of the dissemination process. We've talked about it here on this radio show ad nauseum. Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show was on with us, of course, and he talked about it ad nauseum, how this whole thing has been played out and set up. It's a setup. Hello. Now we're going to have investigations because of people like McCain, which we find rather interesting, don't we, about John McCain. Well, here we have a situation that's developing, and now we've got this, it's like a big boil, a big zit, if you will. And this big zit is coming to fruition now. Nothing there. It's not that we have this huge abscess caused by some sort of large broken bone or something like that. It's just not there. It's something that has been created. and they're going to try and twist as many inconsequential, unconnectable dots as possible. That's their strategy. But what does somebody such as Trey Gowdy, what does he say?
He's obsessed with the Russian story. So cut through it. Where is this going today?
Bill, we need to start interviewing witnesses and accessing documents. Those are the two things you need to find out what happened in any fact pattern. So what I would say to my friend from California, Mr. Schiff, give me your list of witnesses. Tell me who you want to talk to. I'll give you mine. Let's get started. Let's focus on the investigation. This week's been about politics. Let's go find facts and let's do it together.
Well,
so what you have now is Trey Gowdy being the prosecutor going, Mr. Schiff. Mr. Delusional Shift, show us your facts. Let's get going. He's calling him out. This guy's a prosecutor. You don't mess with somebody like Trey Gowdy, so let's go. Saddle up, anybody? We're on the road again.
Adam Schiff appeared about an hour ago, and his target was the head of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, a Republican, when he said this, sir.
The events of last week, I think, called that so seriously into question that he really ought to recuse himself, in particular if he's raising an issue about whether members of the transition team were incidentally collected. He was a member of that team, and I think there's a real conflict of interest. So I think it would be in the best interest of the investigation going forward if somewhere else on the committee were to lead it.
Well, should he or not step down?
Well, you know, of course he shouldn't. Adam was a
should not step down.
Adam Schiff was a staunch supporter of Secretary Clinton while he was involved in the Benghazi investigation. And he's a staunch supporter of Secretary Clinton even after President Trump won, and nobody's calling on him to recuse himself.
Oops. I hate it when that happens, Adam. When Benghazi happened, Adam. And of course, covered up by who? James Comey, FBI director, who's leading the investigation into the Russian connection. Let's connect the dots. And who, by the way, was with, guess what? HSBC. Funneling money to Benghazi. Funneling money to the terrorist, ISA, Al-Qaeda. Who was involved with that? James Comey, the FBI director. Hello.
Devin is the chairman of House Intel, whether they like it or not. What we need to start doing is focusing on the witnesses and accessing the documents and go find the facts for our fellow citizens. This really should not be a partisan investigation. Let's start meeting with witnesses.
Well, he has said himself, Nunes has said it had nothing to do with Russia.
Well, we're going to come back to this. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
A no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, we're getting a story that's been coming across here this morning from all over the place. I'm getting it from Freedom Outposts and some other alternative media sources, but also MSNBC is putting it out. A young lady by the name of Farkas, a Farkas lady. Don't ask me any more about the name, but her name, kind of strange as it sounds, was an analyst for Russia, and she's got some interesting stories to talk about. In fact, she's talking about how she disseminated information about the Trump administration, the so-called Trump administration at the time. It doesn't even seem like she was even employed in the government at the time, according to these sources. And I haven't read everything completely, but you can bet I will be poring over this. But apparently, she claims that she did her level best to get all the information she could out about the Trump campaign being involved with, yes, the Russians. And she was disseminating information to top-level people in the administration before, well, Obama left. Now, here's the problem. Apparently, she was out of government at the time when she was doing that. I don't know about you. Starts to sound a little bit like sedition. Who was she working for? Well, the Clinton campaign, of course. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Craig DeLuz of the Firearms Policy Coalition. Monday, April 3rd, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., the Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City, California. Craig DeLuz is a well-known conservative activist, writer, public speaker, and media commentator in the Sacramento region. Mr. DeLuz will be discussing the state of our Second Amendment rights in California and the rest of the West Coast. He will review the latest gun rights abuses signed into law last year, Proposition 63, and laws already introduced this legislative session and actions pending in court. Don't forget, the regular feature of In the News with Paul Preston will follow our special guest speaker. Paul will discuss issues of the day. Craig DeLuz, Firearm Policy Coalition, Monday, April 3rd, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. For more information, contact 530-755-4409. Sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. Be there.